好的。耳听茶听，服务人民听，各位尊敬的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年1月22日，星期二。我们荣幸的邀请到 Tata Raja 跑步继续为我们讲述国家防歌原意，敬请大家的聆听。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。We're continuing to speak on the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and we're reading from verses 8 to 12.
我们今天继续阅读《国家防歌原意》第十三章，自然享受者和意识。我们今天将阅读的诗节是第八至十二诗节。
So in this verse 8 to 12, different qualities of knowledge are being explained, different items of knowledge.
在这第八到十二个诗节当中描述了知识，什么是知识。
And perhaps you can just read the translation of that verse, those four verses.
I read this translation.
Yeah.
现在我来给大家阅读这第八到十二诗节的译文。译文：谦逊，不骄傲，非暴力，忍受，淳朴，投靠一位真正的灵性导师，清洁、稳定、自制，气绝感官享乐的对象，没有假我，理解生老病死的不幸，超脱，不受孩子、妻子、家庭及其他有关事物的束缚，无论遇到好事还是坏事都心平气和，一直不断地为我做纯粹的奉爱服务，渴望居住在人迹罕至的地方，与普通大众分开，承认觉悟自我的重要性，通过哲学研究寻找绝对真理。我宣布所有这一切都是知识，除此之外的一切都是无知。
So in Krishna consciousness, there are many lists, items listed like this as being desire, what we should be, what we should become like.
在 Krishna 知觉当中呢，就罗列出了很多类似于这样的品质，来告诉我们应该成为什么样的人。
Sometimes when we read these lists, we think,I don't know if I can achieve all this.
当我们阅读到这一系列的品质的时候呢，有的时候我们会想要知道如何才能获得或者是说培养出这样的品质。
And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that sometimes less intelligent men think that the way that you act like this is just like a material activity.
在要旨当中，睡拉帕帕说道，智力欠佳的人有时把培养知识误解为是活动场所的相互作用。
The living entity is not matter. We are not just material elements.
然而实际上呢，生物体并不是物质，我们并不是物质元素。
We are the soul, and the soul is meant to show these qualities.
我们是纯粹的这个灵性的灵魂，灵魂就意味着要展示出这些品质。
Many times people pretend to be something that they are not.
有的时候呢，人们会假装就是假装出他们本身没有拥有的一些品质。
And people may even pretend to be a good person.
有的时候人们甚至会假装当成一个好人。
Even though inside their heart may be very rotten, very bad.
尽管他们的内心可能是非常的糟糕的，非常的粗陋的。
And in the purport of Srila Prabhupada says that sometimes people even want to be famous for their religion, for their goodness.
在要旨当中，说了帕帕说到，有的时候呢，人们甚至会打着宗教的名义，但是其实只是想要变得出名。
So the world is full of many pretenders.
所以在这个世界上有很多的假冒者。
So in this purport, and I suggest that each one of you, after this class, read this purport very carefully.
所以帕布建议大家在这堂课结束之后呢，大家自己下去非常仔细的阅读，这个师节的要旨。
Because Srila Prabhupada spends a lot of energy to explain each one of these qualities in detail.
因为呢，虽然帕帕花了大量的篇幅，他非常详细的描述了这其中的每一个品质。
And once you understand what the terminology actually means according to Krishna consciousness, you can go on to understand the next point that Krishna is going to make.
一旦你理解了 Krishna 知觉当中，什么是知识，知识的定义是什么？一旦你理解了这一点，那接下来 Krishna 将要讲述的要点你就很容易理解了。
So, in last week's class, we talked about the field of activities, and now Krishna will explain the field of activities, which was all the different material elements, and now Krishna is going to explain who is interacting, who is working with this field. In other words, who is the soul and who is the super soul, and what's the relationship to this world?
在我们上一节课当中呢，讲到了活动的场所。活动场所就意味着这些物质元素相互的作用。然而呢，在这个世界当中 ，Krishna 开始描述这个活动场所的拥有者，也就是灵魂以及超灵，以及这两者之间和物质世界之间的关系。
And, you know, many people misunderstand this particular point.
有很多人对这一点呢都有所误解。
And that's why we have personalists and impersonalists, because they misunderstand these philosophical points.
因此呢，我们有些人呢是人格神主义者，而有些人呢是非人格神主义者。为什么会这样呢？就是因为人们对这些哲学要点之间没有充分的理解。
Actually, the whole world revolves around this point of misunderstanding.
实际上，这整个世界都是现在这种哲学误解当中，整个世界都是如此。
I would say the biggest problems that people face in this world is being also themselves being misunderstood.
这个世界上最大的问题就是人们对于自己的、对于自身的，并且对于这个世界的误解。
The way we see ourselves is not always the way that other people see us.
我们看待我们自己的方式通常跟别人看待我们的方式是不一样的。
And the way that we think of others is not necessarily, is not how others see themselves.
而我们看待其他人的方式呢，可能并不是他们自己看他们自己那样的方式。
There's a Sanskrit verse, Atmavan Manyati Jagat, and it means the way I think the whole world thinks.
就是这是一个这是一个梵文的这个术语，意思就是说呢，我以为我看这个世界的方式呢，就是它本身就是如此。
Do you understand this verse?
Yes.
The way I think the whole world is thinking. The way, so many, most people in this world have this have this mentality. They think because I like red flowers, everybody should like red flowers.
Oh, 就是这个 yes, 就是这个梵文术语的意思，就是说呢，我看待这个世界的方式，那这个世界呢，就一定就是应该如此。比方说，我喜欢红色的花朵，那其他人也必须喜欢红色的花朵。那很多人都有这样的心态。
So now Krishna is going to explain what is reality.
Krishna 即将讲述什么才是真实。
And he's going to start with the super soul as the knower of the field, as the knower of this world.
他开始讲到超灵是这个活动场所的知悉者，是整个世界的知悉者。
The super soul, of course, is Krishna's manifestation in the material world that accompanies each one of us from one body to another body.
超灵是 Krishna 在这个物质世界的展示，它伴随着个体灵魂从一个身体转移到另一个身体。
The super soul is described, he has hands, he has face, eyes, and he spreads himself everywhere, and he knows everything.
超灵被描述为是拥有手、脸、眼睛和头的，他扩展到各处，他无所不知。
So this is called omniscient, this quality of knowing everything and everywhere.
他能够知悉到每一个人、每一个地方，他的这个品质叫做无所不知的。
And this is the difference between the soul and the super soul, that we only understand our own situation, but Krishna as a super soul understands everybody's situation.
这就是我们个体灵魂和超灵之间的区别。作为个体灵魂，我们只能够了解我们自己的情况，而超灵可以了解每一个人的情况。
And that is why only Krishna can understand how we really feel.
所以这也就是为什么只有 Krishna 才能够真正理解我们的感受的原因。
When we think,Nobody else understands how I'm feeling. We can feel happy knowing actually Krishna knows how we are feeling. He's the only one who knows how we are feeling.
有的时候呢，我们觉得没有任何其他的人能够了解我们的感受。但是呢，如果我们能够想到 Krishna 能够真正的理解我们，当我们想到这一点的时候，我们就会变得快乐。
And When we're in this world, we have senses, and with the senses, we are experiencing everything.
在这个物质世界里呢，我们每一个人都拥有感官，我们通过感官来感知这个物质世界。
And even though the super soul is the origin, the original source of all the senses, the super soul has no senses.
尽管超灵是所有感官的最初的源头，但超灵本身没有感官。
Because Krishna's senses, when we say no senses, we mean no material senses.
当我们说他没有感官的时候，我们实际上说的是他没有物质的感官。
Our material senses are always reinforcing the idea that we are the body.
Sorry, I didn't get.
Our material senses are always reinforcing that we are this body. Reinforce means, I guess you need to look up this word to reinforce something. It means to strengthen. It means to strengthen the idea that we are this body. But Krishna doesn't have material senses, so he never thinks that he's a material body. He's always transcendental.
因为呢，我们拥有的是物质的感官，那这种物质的感官呢，就会催使我们，使我们误认为自己就是这个躯体。然而 Krishna 呢，他是没有物质感官的，所 所以呢，他没有这种物质化的概念。Krishna 永远是超然的。
So because Krishna has no material senses, he is never contaminated by any material thing.
因为 Krishna 没有物质的感官，所以他永远都不会被物质的东西所污染。
Our problem is that we're always getting contaminated by material contemplation, by the senses.
嗯，而我们的问题是呢，我们总是受到物质的污染，受到这种物质感官的污染。
So, because Krishna is completely transcendental, he can also not be experienced with anything material.
因为 Krishna 他是纯粹宁静超然的。所以说不可能通过任何物质的方法感知到它。
So this is a question. How can a materialistic person, how can a person who only lives their life through their senses, how can they experience Krishna?
嗯，那这就有一个问题被提出来了。对于那些物质主义者来说，对于那些只能够通过物质感官去感知这个世界的人来说，他如何才能认识到 Krishna 呢？
And this is why when people say, well, if God exists, then show him to me. Why we cannot show Krishna to somebody who is a materialistic person.
嗯，所以说人们经常会问，如果神存在的话，你就把神展示给我看。然而我们是不可能向一个物质主义者去展示 Krishna 的。
And therefore, the process of Krishna consciousness always encourages us to engage in what we call spiritual activities, things that are not temporary, but things that are eternal.
嗯，因此呢 ，Krishna 知觉的活动呢，就是在鼓励我们总是去从事灵性的活动，而这灵性的活动并不是短暂的，而是永恒的。
And we know this verse, Bhagavad Gita 11:54. Yeah. Bhakti mam abhijananti javanjas jasmitatta tatumam tatatogyatva vishate tatanantaram. That Krishna can only be understood through devotional service.
在《薄伽梵歌》的第十一章的第五十四世节当中说到 ，Krishna 只能通过奉献服务才能被了解到。
So the original pure soul and the super soul are both able to experience reality.
这个原初的纯粹的灵魂呢和超灵。本来都是能够体验到真实的。
But the difference is that Krishna, he is watching us experience this world, and we are experiencing it.
但是呢，区别就在于超灵他作为一个观察者，他在观察着我们在这个世界的活动，而我们呢是在这个世界里的活动者本身。
And as long as we think that we are part of this material world, Krishna will just keep in the background. He will not interfere in our activities.
只要我们还误以为我们是这个物质世界的一部分， Krishna 呢就会站在幕后，他不会干涉我们的活动。
The example, of course, is given of two birds in a tree.
这里举出了一个例子，就是站在一棵树上的两只鸟。
One bird, which represents us, is eating the fruits of the tree.
一只鸟呢，就代表着我们正在啄食树上的果实。
And the other bird is watching us.
而另一只鸟呢，正看着我们。
And that's the super soul.
那就是超灵。
So as we go through different lives, different births, Krishna is always watching us, trying to enjoy the fruit of the tree.
就是随着我们从一个生命种族轮回到另一个生命种族， Krishna 呢就总是在观察着我们去吃这个树上不同的果实。
And even though Krishna is sitting right next to us, watching us, watching us trying to enjoy the fruit of the tree, we don't see him.
尽管 Krishna 就坐在我们的身边，看着我们享受树上的果实，但是呢，我们却看不到 Krishna。
So, this is our misfortune.
这就是我们的不幸。
Now, three things have been described so far. The field of activities, which is the body, the process of understanding this, and the soul and the super soul.
到目前为止呢，我们已经讲述了三个要点，一个是活动场所，一个是什么是知识，再就是个体灵魂和超灵。
So, it's described here that only those who are pure devotees of Krishna can understand these items because they have purity of consciousness.
据说呢，只有 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者能够理解这些要点，因为这些纯粹奉献者拥有的是纯粹的意识。
And because devotees see everything through the eyes of the Bhagavad Gita, through the eyes of scripture, their vision becomes clear, and they see this world how it is.
因为呢，奉献者通过这些经典的眼睛去看待这个世界，奉献者通过薄伽梵歌的眼睛去看待这个世界，所以说他们的视域会变得非常的清晰，他们能够如实的看到这个世界的本来的面目。
Now it is said that nature is the cause of it is what we call cause and effect. So nature produces something, it produces, for example, the sun produces light, and the effect is that it gives warmth. It keeps us warm, right?
这里有一个例子，就是说太阳它发射出阳光，这是原因。然后它因为它发射出阳光，所以能够让我们感到温暖，这是结果。
But we, the living entity, will experience either happiness or distress from that heat.
然而呢，我们个体生物会因为这个阳光而感受到快乐或者是痛苦。
Do you understand?
Yes.
The sun produces heat. It has a cause and it has an effect. The heat is warm. So then we, the living entity, we experience that heat. And either we think, yes, it's hot or yes, it's cold. So this is the different types of sense pleasure that exist between the living entity and the experience of this material nature.
那太阳它产生出的这个阳光呢，是它的原因，然后呢，它因为这个阳光让我们感受温暖，这是结果。但是呢，作为个体生物，当它感受到这个太阳的热量的时候，它在不同的时候体验到快乐或者是痛苦，然而这都是因为这个物质感官的作用。
And there are many different types of sense pleasure that exist.
这都是物质感官它的感受，而在这个世界当中有不同的物质的快乐，物质感官的快乐。
And in order to experience all these different types of sense pleasures, material nature gives different types of bodies.
为了方便这个个体生物想要进行的不同的物质感官的享受，物质自然便提供了不同的躯体。
So it's described, there are 8,400,000 different species of life through which one can experience this world.
所以呢，在这个物质世界里，总共有840万种生命种族。那个体生物就是通过其中的一个生命种族来体验这个物质世界。
And in this way, we experience good things and bad things in this world.
就以这样的方式呢，我们体验物质世界里的好或者坏， 快乐或者痛苦。
And as it says, the super soul accompany it goes with us wherever we go, and he also watches us experiencing all these different things.
然而呢，超灵会伴随着我们进入到每一个的生命种族当中，并且呢，他会观察我们在这些生命当中所进行的不同的感官的活动。
So, understanding this knowledge so far that Krishna has given qualifies us to for liberation.
理解，如果一个人理解了，到目前为止 Krishna 所讲述的这些知识的话，他就有资格得到解脱。
It doesn't mean that you've got liberation, it just means you are qualified to come to the point of understanding what is liberation.
这并不是说你已经就得到解脱了，而是说你已经有资格达到这个解脱的这个知识的层面。
And again and again in the Vedas, this point is emphasized that having this knowledge is essential if you want to understand who you are. So the cultivation of this knowledge is one of the most important things for liberation.
所以在韦达经当中一次又一次的强调了，要理解你自己究竟是谁，那么你需要知道这些知识。
And the three ways of understandingThis knowledge is through meditation, cultivating knowledge, and working without any desire.
那培养这门知识呢是非常重要的。要培养这门知识呢，可以通过冥想 meditation and
cultivating knowledge.
通过冥想，通过培养知识，通过不带功利性的活动。
Yeah, and working without desire for result, without fruit of desires.
就是不带功利性果报的这个活动。
Now, we live in a bad time. We live in the Kali Yuga.
我们现在生活的年代是非常糟糕的年代。这个卡尼年代非常糟糕。
And people are not educated in these spiritual subject matters.
而人们呢，普遍都没有得到这个灵性知识的教育。
Who amongst our listeners learned about these things when they went to school, unless they went to Gurukul?
我们这些听众当中又有多少人？曾经在学校里学到过这些知识呢。
But when we heard about Krishna and we heard about this knowledge, then we got an interest to find out more and to follow those who knew about this. And this is the one good thing about this age that we live in, that people are ready to follow and listen.
然而呢，一旦我们听说了 Krishna， 一旦我们听说了这门知识，我们就会有更多的兴趣去想要去找出更多的答案，并且呢，我们会去跟随那些拥有这些知识的人。那这么做的话，对我们来说就是好的。
So the secret.Really is to get good association so that we can understand all this knowledge correctly.
所以这个秘诀就在于我们要得到非常好的联谊，这样呢，我们便可以正确的、如实的理解这门知识。
And when we can see that our body that we have is just a product of our desires, and that our activities are.The things that we do in our life are also an expression of our desires, then we can start to see how we are actually separate from all of these things.
如果我们看到我们的身体只是我们的物质欲望的这个产物， 而我们的活动呢，只是我们的这些物质欲望的表达。一旦我们能够认清这一点，我们就能够知道自己和这个物质世界实际上是没有瓜葛的，是分离的。
So the real purpose of this 13th chapter is for us to learn the difference between the body, who owns the body, and the super soul.
所以在第十三四节当中，就讲到了我们的这个躯体，躯体的拥有者和超灵这三者之间的区别。
And one should recognize what is the process of getting liberation, especially as it's described in those verses from 8 to 12.
而且呢，一个人也应该非常的清楚得到解脱的程序，也就是在这一章当中第八到十二世节的描述。
And if you understand that, then your path to liberation will become very easy.
如果你理解了这些要点，那么你通往解脱的道路就变得非常的容易了。
So I would like to finish there and just see what questions we have still.
Yes. 我们今天的讲课呢就到此结束，看看大家有没有什么问题。
This topic, this is what we call, of course, philosophy, or understanding the difference between the soul and material nature.
这就是我们称之为的哲学，也就是说我们要去理解灵魂和物质世界之间的区别。
And philosophy means we have to think about things very deeply.
哲学意味着我们要非常深入的去思考问题。
Most people have trouble understanding philosophy.
大多数的人对于这个哲学的理解都有点困难。
And therefore, a lot of knowledge is transmitted through stories.
所以说呢，很多的这些知识呢，都是通过一些小故事传达出来的。
Sometimes, and this is why we also see that Vyasadeva.He compiled many of the philosophical points of the Vedas into stories.
所以说这就是为什么我们看到维亚萨德瓦他通过很多的故事来阐述了很多的哲学要点。
Because he knew that people have trouble understanding philosophy.
因为他很清楚人们对于哲学是很难的去明白的。
And that's why many people, they like to go to different pastime places. They like to go on what I call spiritual tourism.
所以说这就是为什么很多人都喜欢去到那些上演过灵性逍遥时光的地方，我们称之为灵性之旅。
Spiritual tourism has become very popular in ISKCON in the last 10 years.
灵性之旅呢，在 ISKCON过去的十年当中变得非常的盛行。
But the real way to understand Krishna is to understand this process very clearly as it's described in the 13th chapter.
Sorry?
The real process of understanding Krishna is through this 13th chapter. Because first of all, we have to understandWhat is this world? Who am I? What is Krishna? And what is the relationship between everything?
然而呢，这个要理解 Krishna 的真正的方式呢，就是在这个《薄伽梵歌》第十三章当中所描述的。因为我们首先要明白这个物质世界是什么，我们自己究竟是谁，Krishna 又是谁，以及所有这一切之间的关系是什么。
Without this key understanding.Of who am I, who is God, what is this material nature, it will be very difficult for us to understand Krishna's pastime places.
如果没有这个关键的理解，也就是说，如果没有首先理解我们自己是谁，神是谁，这个物质自然是什么， 如果没有这种基本的理解的话，我们是很难真正明白 Krishna 善眼笑耀时光的那些地方的。
Without knowledge, we will always remain on the sentimental platform.
如果没有知识的话，那我们总是会停留在这个感情用事的层面。
So, Chinese people are very good because they like to understand philosophy.
中国人实际上是非常好的，因为呢，他们总是有哲学的头脑，想要以哲学的方式去理解事情。
They're an ancient culture because they're deep thinkers.
他们有这样的，就是中国有这样的古老的文化，他们非常的深入的去思考。
So, please immerse yourself in this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Absorb it very carefully.
所以大家仔细的去学习这个《博伽梵歌》当中所讲述的这些知识，要非常仔细的去吸收。
And you can also become qualified for liberation.
这样你便也有资格能够得到解脱。
So we'll finish there. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
We have one question.
Okay.
Free and easy.提问：顶拜老师和翻译，感恩您的精彩讲课。我们怎么能够感知到超灵在我们身边呢 ？Obeisances to teacher and translator. Thank you for your wonderful lecture. How can we perceive the super soul is just beside us?
Yes, good question.
很好的问题。
When we start to experience our spiritual nature, we will be able to perceive other spiritual things.
一旦我们开始能够感知到我们自身的这个灵性本质的时候，我们也便能够开始感知到其他的灵性的事物。
But it requires us to focus.
但是呢，这需要我们非常的专注。
Just like if you go into a crowded marketplace, there are many different smells.
就比方说你去到一个超级大市场，然后在这个市场里面呢，有各种不同的味道。
But to smell somebody's smell or to smell something, we need to focus in on it. Otherwise, all we smell is like a, you know, just the combination of everything.
如果呢你想要闻一种特定的味道的话，那你就必须非常专注的去专注的在这个味道上面，不然的话呢就是各种气味的混杂。
So when we focus on transcendental sound, when we focus on the sound vibration of the mantra, then from that we will get the right frequency and of hearingAnd then we will start to hear other spiritual sounds, and we will start to experience other spiritual activities.
所以说呢，我们首先非常专注地聆听这个曼陀罗的超然的声音震荡，这样的话呢，我们便处在了一个正确的这个频率当中，然后呢，我们就可以开始聆听到其他的这个灵性的声音震荡和其他的一些灵性活动。
So in other words, the secret is to be very focused on spiritual things.
所以说呢，总而言之，就是我们必须非常的专注在灵性的事物上面。
Focus is everything.
就是专注就是关键。
Anything else?
Yes. Last question.
Yes.
Freya and Easy 问，我们怎么区分我们不是这个躯体，粗糙躯体和精微躯体，怎么更好的区分呢？Freya and Easy ask, how can we distinguish that we are not this body, not this gross body or subtle body?How can we distinguish them better?
Hmm. we have to learn to observe ourselves acting firstly. We have to think, who is doing the activity? Is it me or is it my body?
首先呢，我们要理解的一点就是，究竟是谁在从事活动？是我在从事活动呢，还是我的躯体在从事活动？
Is the body doing everything, or am I directing the body to do something?
是躯体自己就做了所有的事情，还是说我在指挥着躯体去做了所有的事情？
So we have to learn to see the difference between us and body.
所以说我们要学会去明白我们和躯体之间的区别。
So there are different processes for this. One is through the cultivation of knowledge, understanding things theoretically.
所以有很多的方式能够去做到这一点。其中一种方式呢，就是培养知识。以分析性研究去理解。
Which is why we are studying Bhagavad Gita, so we get the knowledge.
所以这就是为什么我们学习薄伽梵歌，从学习薄伽梵歌当中我们获得知识。
Another way is through our body, mind, and words.
另一种方法是通过我们的身体、心意和话语。
In other words, through our body, we can act according to the knowledge that we've received.
换句话说呢，就是通过身体，就意味着我们将我们学习到的知识运用在活动当中。
And with our mind, we can absorb ourselves in a transcendental sound.
通过心意呢，就意味着我们让自己专注在灵性的声音震荡当中。
And through our words, we can speak about the knowledge that we've heard. And by hearing and speaking about it, we will also start to remember who we really are.
通过话语呢，就意味着我们去讲述我们学习到的知识。那通过聆听和讲述，逐渐的我们就能够得到记忆，能够总是记住我们自己究竟是谁。The last question.
Okay.
非常的 easy 问，老师讲的培养知识的三种方式，第二种是什么？我没记住，能不能再讲一下？非常的 easy is asking that you mentioned that there are three ways to cultivate knowledge. What is the second way? I didn't remember.Can you explain again?
Three ways to cultivate knowledge.
Yes.
Do you remember? Do you remember what she's referring to?
I think meditation, activities without
body, mind, and words. Body, mind, words. The body, we act. Mind, we hear. And with the words, we get knowledge and repeat.
就是这第二种方式指的是我们运用我们的身体、心意和话语。
Are you there?
Hi, Krishna.
Yes, I'm here.
The last question?
Okay.
Radha Ananda 问 Hi, Krishna. 深深顶拜尊敬的踏步，请问知觉被污染，很难分辨什么是灵性的知觉，什么是物质的知觉。如此，我们如何去学习判断灵性或物质呢？Radha Ananda asking that, Hare Krishna, deeply obeisances to dear Prabhu. I would like to ask that our consciousness is polluted. very difficult to distinguish what is spiritual consciousness, what is material consciousness. So how can we learn to distinguish spiritual or material?
That's a good question.
这是个很好的问题。
And we spend our whole life trying to cultivate this.
我们终其一生都在 力图培养这门知识。
Sometimes we think too much.
有的时候我们想得太多。
And that's why devotional service is so powerful, because even while we're thinking about it, we can just engage ourselves, we can just do it.
Very powerful.
Yes, because we can actually just do devotional service. Instead of thinking about what is the difference, we can just act. So we can just engage our body and our mind and our words in devotional service. And by that, automatically, we're situated in liberation.
Oh, okay. 因为呢 Krishna 知觉它是非常强而有力的，与其呢我们去总是去想着如何分辨灵性和物质，还不如呢我们直接去从事奉献服务的这些活动，我们通过我们的身体、心意和话语去从事服务，那自动的我们就会处在解脱的层面。
Sometimes we think too much.
有的时候我们想得太多。
Sometimes we just need to act.
有的时候呢，我们只需要去行动就可以了。
So, therefore we say, just act on the platform of devotional service.
所以说呢，我们提倡的就是，我们直接在奉献服务的这个层面上去活动，去行动。
When you do devotional service, even though you may not realize it, you are liberated.
当你在从事奉献服务的时候，哪怕是你没有觉悟到它的本性，但是呢，你已经处在了这个解脱的层面。We
don't even have to think, am I liberated? What is the difference? We're just doing it.
我们甚至不需要去思考我们是不是解脱了。 这个物质和灵性的区别是什么？我们甚至不需要去思考，我们就已经处在解脱的层面了。Material
example.
我们只需要去做就可以了。Yeah,
material example might be we wondering about what is the taste of something.
举一个例子，比方说，你想要品尝某一个事物的味道，某一个东西的味道。But
if we just try it. Then we know.
你只需要去尝一口，你就知道它的味道是什么样的了。So
the same thing is there. If we're wondering, what is liberation? What is spiritual life? We can just simply do devotional service, and we'll know.
所以说，同样的道理，如果我们想要知道什么是解脱，什么是灵性活动，那我们只需要去做就可以了。
Yeah.
Next.
Okay.
Brian 的Easy问，老师说需要有经典的事语去理解活动场知识和超灵，但我现在还没有这样的事语，我怎么做才可以更好的培养知识呢？ Brian 的 Easy is asking that, you mentioned that we need the vision of scripture. To understand what is field of activity, what is knowledge and the super soul, but I don't have this vision right now. What can I do to cultivate this knowledge better?
Well, you've taken the step of listening to this class.
你可以就是有规律的去聆听讲课。So,
and you're thinking about what has been spoken.
然后你去思考, 老师所讲述的内容。
Which is why you're asking this question.
Sorry?
And you're asking questions.
然后呢，你提出问题。
So the first step is to listen and to be inquisitive and to seek clarification.
所以说第一步呢，就是你去聆听，然后呢，对于其中的内容好奇。
So that's already a very good first step.
这是你开始的非常好的第一步。
So congratulate yourself.
所以要为你自己庆祝一下。
And the more you hear, the more you'll be able to form your own opinion of this knowledge. Be able to understand things, or maybe not understand, but you at least you'll have increased your awareness of what is available.
那你越多的聆听呢？那么你越多的聆听呢，你就对这门知识越加的熟悉。那么即便是你现在还不能够完全的理解，但是呢，你对这些事情的这个感知度，都能够增加。
For many people, it takes many lifetimes to understand things properly.
对于很多人来说，他们需要花费很多生世的时间才能够恰当的理解这些事情。
But I think that you will understand very quickly because you're so inquisitive.
但是呢，我想你应该可以很快的能够理解，因为你非常的好奇爱问。
And like I said, sometimes it's not just understanding things theoretically. We also have to do something practically.
但是呢，我们也提倡的说，就是除了我们要系统性的去学习知识，理解这门知识之外呢，我们还要去实际的去从事活动，去实践。
Krishna consciousness is like a chemistry experiment.
Krishna 知觉呢，就好比是一个化学实验。
We have to do some chanting, we have to do some hearing, and we have to do some service.
我们需要唱诵，需要聆听，需要做一些服务。
When we do all three things in the right proportion, we will get the right experiment. We will get the right solution.
当我们就是以恰当的比例去从事这三件事情的时候，我们就能够得到一个结果。
You will get some, just like if you're cooking, you follow a recipe. If you cook with the right quantities and you follow the recipe, you'll get something very tasty.
就比方说你在烹饪，你做饭，然后呢，你就是根据这个菜谱去使用不同的这个，不同的这个物品，这样之后呢，你就能够把这个菜做得非常的美味可口。
So if you follow this process of Krishna consciousness, you'll get something very sweet and lovely.
所以说你只要去追随这个 Krishna 知觉的程序，你就能够得到一个非常美好的这个非常甜美的结果。来。
Yes, I think this is the last question because we have to finish.
Yes. 中午可以拉大大喜问。感恩 Guru 的细致讲课和 Mahaji 的完美翻译，请问我们通过学习这些哲学的深入思考，并在生活中处处看到 Krishna 的每一个完美的安排，但是这些是无法不能理解的人去交流的，这是否意味着我们虽然与人们同处在一个空间里，但是意识层面已经处在不同的维度，而寻求与精进奉献者和纯粹奉献者之间的联谊，才可以满足灵魂想要交流爱和情感以及知识的渴望，这是我们逐渐改变人际圈子的真正原因吗？还是由于业报的了结，我们与原来接触的人群逐渐分隔开了？我们可以 Radha Dasi is asking that we deeply think of this philosophy and saying that Krishna's every perfect arrangement in the life, but we cannot communicate all of this to a people who cannot understand. It means that although we are in the same place with people, but the level of consciousness is totally different, right?
Yes.
这个第一个问题，他不回答说是的。
Yes, go on.
And seeking the association of senior devotees and the pure devotees, so that the desire of exchanging love and emotion and knowledge can be satisfied, right?
Yes.
So we gradually changed our circle of intercourse. Or because the finish of the past karma, we separated with the people who previously been with us, right?
Yes.
是这样的。
So this is the process is that by association we get good fortune.
这个程序就是这样的, 通过良好的联谊,
and when we get good fortune, we become lucky.
然后呢, 当我们得到好运的时候,
and this lucky experience is very rare.
而这个幸运的这种体验呢是非常罕有的。
So we should always hang on to that good association very carefully, protect it.
所以呢，我们应该非常小心仔细的去寻求良好的联谊来保护我们。
So I thank you, I thank the wonderful devotees for giving me their association.
帕布非常感谢这美好的奉献者们给予他的联谊。
And I hope that I can have it more and more.
而且我希望呢，会拥有越来越多的好的联谊。
Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. 今天我们的讲课就到此结束，感谢Teta Raja Prabhu 精彩的讲课，感谢Sati Mataji 的主持和转播，感谢各位奉献者们非常有耐心的聆听。 祝大家有美好的 Krishna 知觉的一天。 Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo. Thank you very much. Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna. 因为今天早上我们只能到 8点钟结束这个早课， 所以后面的问题我们下一周来。